You are listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, episode number 40. Best of the episodes from 2018 and an outlook for 2019. Welcome to the Christmas episode of the Effective Statistician with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Jengi in Pieske, the weekly podcast for statisticians in the health sector designed to improve your leadership skills, widen your business acumen, and enhance your efficiency. In the new year, we are launching some free webinars about leadership. So if you're interested in that, just check out theeffectivestatistician.com/course and enter your interest in leadership there by just leaving your email address there. So in this Christmas episode today, we look back into what happened in 2018. We'll give you kind of the best of 2018. We'll also give you a behind the scenes look of what is happening from our side, from Benjamin's and my side. And we will have an outlook into what you can expect for 2019. This podcast is created in association with PSI, a global member organization dedicated to leading and promoting best practice and industry initiatives. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to special interest groups, the video on demand library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Visit the PSI website at psiweb.org to learn more about PSI activities and become a PSI member today.
Welcome to the year-end episode. We are today here at my house and I have a guest, a very special guest, actually. It's Alexander.
Hi, Benjamin.
So we are really recording live together at one table for a change. And it's quite good because we are kind of reflecting of what we did during the last year. And we are, I think it should be the 40th episode now.
Yep, it's number 40th and it's actually the 40th and first episode because we had the zero episode as well.
All right, so it's basically the 41st episode and yeah, we were thinking of what we actually achieved this year and what happened to us and how it happened. I mean, how it happened actually, because you can listen to in the zero episode, in the first episode. But it's more about the episodes that we actually had out. And I think since I actually, or Alexander actually took part in all of the episodes, I thought it might be a good idea to more ask him about what he did, because some of the episodes I did not attend because he did him for himself or with himself. So that's maybe a good start to interview, have an interview guest today, and just looking back at the year. So, welcome, Alexander.
Yeah, and by the way, if you hear someone else talking in the background, we are really sitting here in Benjamin's kitchen recording this Christmas episode. I was nearly tempted to sing a little bit of a song, but I thought,
better not.
Maybe we just stick with our beer and that's it for this time. Yeah, it's actually, I think I wouldn't have anticipated this year at the start, really. No.
In several ways, because it's never, you know, I remember that we were asked in the beginning, so what do we expect as the number of listeners, like it's until the end of the year, and I think we said 4,000, 5,000?
Yeah, so I think our initial guess was kind of 2,000 downloads by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And now we'll be very close to 10-fold of that. Yeah. So nearly very close to 20,000. So I think we'll very likely hit 20,000 in the first half of January, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So that's amazing. It's amazing for us to see the, you know, the feedback and the goal of the episodes and the podcast itself is definitely met.
So yeah, it was. And if you think about the listeners, you know, the data science episode got downloaded more than 1,000 times.
Well, yeah. So it's data science.
Yeah, and we had recently in a day where we had nearly 350 episodes downloads just in one day. Yep. So it's also really nicely increasing over time, and that is thanks to you, all the listeners, that are hopefully sharing these episodes and that share the insights that we have and help to get more statisticians out there benefit from this podcast, because it's all about that.
Yeah, indeed. And this is also, you know, this is kind of for us also very, very nice to see the message or indirect message, if you see the download numbers, that, you know, keeps up running and motivated to continue. And it's
anyway, but actually what I find even more motivating are the case studies. So when I hear from people that they heard a special episode and that it helped them, these kind of things really help me stay on this and motivate me to move forward further.
Yeah, and also the recording of the episodes themselves. I mean, this is really fun. it's really great. I mean,
it is
fun.
Cheers.
There are several episodes with different, I mean, it's always a little bit different talking to different people or being just, you know, having one-to-ones with Alexander. And it's really, maybe this is a good question to ask to you, to interview. So what was the episode the episode that was most fun to record?
So most fun to record, I think... a lot of fun was, I think, the interview with Lucy and Naomi.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah. That's my favorite.
When they both were interviews, and we interviewed them because they both wanted to become chair of PSI. And of course, that wasn't, you know, it's not an evergreen episode, but I think it tells a lot about PSI in itself, tells a lot about the people and the vision for PSI, and that was quite interesting to speak about how we as a function can move forward, what our goals are, what our goals for the association are. So that was quite a lot of fun. But to be honest, nearly all of the episodes were a lot of fun to record.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just sometimes something keeps, you know, keep it in mind for, or you just remember it. That was fun. And I just would have picked the same, because I think the atmosphere was also very nice, and that's what you heard in the interview as well. They both were sitting on a sofa and having, you know, as we are doing today, except that it's not a sofa. And that was really great, how we just had the chat with both of them.
Yeah.
On other ways, I mean, just the other from the other side. So what was then, let's say, the most difficult, or maybe difficult to prepare? Like, I mean, some of the episodes are more or less straightforward because it's a topic that we know, or, you know, it's not. So, but what was the most difficult for you to prepare?
So preparation from the kind of putting it into a listenable format, I think the most difficult one was the PSI conference one, because it had so many different pieces in it. Mm. That was very difficult. And the other one, which was also pretty difficult, was the one about the... where I looked back into kind of working focus time and getting things done. And
your self-experiment.
Yeah, my self-experiment in the summer. That was also pretty interesting, because the recording took place over several days, sometimes a couple of times a day. And that was very, very interesting to record and to prepare.
So this was then rather a challenge than a difficulty.
Yeah, well, all of these were kind of challenges. Other things were more difficult to prepare if you're maybe not that deep in the topic. Mm. Then it's a little bit more challenging to prepare these kind of things. But I always try to come from the point of the listeners, and therefore to have a little bit of a maybe naive approach into that, make sure that you also ask the obvious questions.
Yeah, that's usually what I'm doing. Just asking because, you know, I'm not that deep in the topic often because it's just a different point of view. And then it's a lot of these questions where I think it's just, you know, sorry, maybe one step back. And it just remind me of what we are actually talking about. So, yeah, I think preparing the different episodes is it's really dependent on the topic and on the insight that you have in the very beginning. Yeah. So from the start.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sometimes you also have challenges in terms of recording. We actually recorded one episode where the upload into our system failed.
Okay. So the technical side of it. Yeah.
You haven't actually heard this episode.
Obviously.
But I'll try to repeat that next year, and then hopefully you get to the episode next year in the second tape.
Okay, talking about challenges. So what is, now, like looking back now over the year in general, what was the biggest challenge for this during this year in terms of podcast?
I think finding time is surely one challenge in terms, and then in terms of recording, juggling all the different pieces. You know, there's lots of different podcast episodes that are in different kind of stages. Some are just in the idea stage, in the outline stage, and, you know, maybe there's something recorded. Some others you already have the blog post written, and some others you have kind of, you know, you just need to find him and submit and schedule for your systems. So handling all these little pieces together,
so the administrative tasks,
yeah, so to say, the pipeline of the podcast to manage that was a little bit of a challenge. The other thing is especially with interviews, making sure that you have interviews scheduled and these kind of things. Finding time for the interviews is much more difficult.
Yeah, I would have you know, when I started that, or when we talked about the podcast the first time, you know, I was kind of afraid that the ideas would be the biggest challenge. But actually, Alexander is so full of ideas. There's nothing.
Of course. Actually, I also listen to podcasts about podcasts, and very often these podcasts are about finding ideas, and that's really not a challenge. There's so many ideas, there's so many kind of technical things that are out there. What I also found quite nice is the survey that we did recently. Mm-hmm. That helped a lot to see that we are on target and what are other topics that we need to talk about. And next year we will actually have some of these topics that you answered in the survey. And if you have not answered the survey, you know, you can just go into your emails and see where that is. I think we need to also put the survey on the homepage. That's
yeah,
another
good idea,
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a different episode when it gets about the ideas for 2019. Okay, so what is the episode you remember the most, and why? So is there anything where you say, well, there's something that happened, or?
I think what I really remember very, very vividly is the episode with, or the two episodes with Walt Offen, where I had a very, very in-depth interview with him about leadership topics, and that was a lot of fun. And just, you know, Walt Offen is one of these persons, statisticians that I met early in my career, that I really saw as as someone that is very, very advanced, still very humble, very good statistician, very good leader in terms of stats. And talking with him about leadership aspects for statisticians was really awesome. And these two episodes, I quite like to remember too.
Yeah, This is one of the examples where I didn't join. But yeah, they were great really to listen.
Yeah,
to.
And we had, you know, these 20 leadership learnings, and for each of them, we came up with really, really nice stories that helped to explain these leadership aspects, and that was really the fun about it. So we had, you know, all kinds of different stories, from sports to statistics to management, business, military, all kind of different stories about leadership. But you can, all of them, you can kind of transfer them very, very easily into our day-to-day work. And that was quite nice to speak about, also the different role models.
Yeah, I remember the one of the very early episodes that we had, the interview with Zach on visualization. Because, podcast and visualization is a little bit tricky to put in a context, but it worked very well. And what I was so impressed was the passion that Zach had on the work that he was doing, and the reasons why he was doing that, and the bigger picture of it, and it was so amazing, so living the whole interview. I was very impressed, and that is what I remember when I'm asked about what is the most memorable moment, and there was really the passion from Zach. So
in terms of passion, I think Claire Britton also was quite exceptional.
I agree.
Yeah. So
she came after Zach. That's what probably is.
So if you go back to the episode of how to become a world-class expert with Claire Britton, that was quite exceptional to see how in her kind of day-to-day job that, you know, from the outside looks like a lot of other statistics jobs, what she accomplished out of that position is quite remarkable. And the passion that she invested in there, the knowledge that she invested in there, and the leadership skills, that was really, really nice case study.
Yeah, no, I agree. And from the contents of the podcast, what is the biggest takeaway for your personal, or maybe also on your work life? So is there anything specific that you learned and picked up and applied, or is it rather the other way around, that the podcast is kind of reflecting how you work anyway? So
lots of in the podcast is, of course, reflecting how I work and what my ideas about statistics are.
Leadership.
And leadership. And so there's a lot in that. I think we need to do a little bit more technical episodes in the future to also go a little bit more in that, and that is also what the survey tells us, to have some more technical episodes in the future. So there was maybe not so many learnings from that. I think in the Estimates episodes I learned quite a lot, and which I found really interesting also was the episode with Shafi Chaudhry on building his own company, and how he kind of, you know, from a company he's very, very involved in, he grew it to, you know, more than 50 people. I think now it has probably more than 70 or 80. And how he talked, you know, in the last stage, how he organized the company in a way that it runs on its own. That was quite interesting to have a look into.
Yeah, see, for me, I think it was the most I took from, even I didn't apply it yet, it was just a topic that was very interesting, but I had never really touched this about with the interview we had in Frankfurt or at Lilly, after the conference with Carsten Schwenke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
About HTA and submissions, and here in Germany, it's a quite local desire, let's say? I mean, or like
a it's a local question, but it has global implications, and lots of companies are challenged by this and have a lot of difficulties actually to get reimbursement in Germany. Raising awareness for that within the different companies, I think for that this episode is very, very helpful. And of course it has price implications through the reference price system across the world. And by the way, Germany is one of the biggest markets in terms of patients and volume, and so
yeah, that was one what I thought was really interesting to have the interview.
Yeah, by the way, which I think is quite nice, we have interviews about all kind of different aspects. We have interviews about leadership. We have interviews about innovations. We have interviews about kind of the business environment, like this one with Carsten Schwenker, and also interviews about how to do just quality work, like the one with on good programming practice with Shafi, or my focused work episode on getting things done.
So. Also, like the interactions with different parts of the company, and with programmers, I think we had quite early in the year. And okay, we had, when we started in 2018, we probably had some plans about the year. So what did we? I mean, obviously achieved a lot, but what did we not achieve? So what is maybe coming next year?
So there's a couple of things that I would like to have for next year. One is a couple of more technical episodes we'll have. So that is something that you can look out for. We will have, again, of course, something around the conference. A little bit more timely than this year. This year, well,
we just started
pretty late to have everything kind of for the PSI conference. So this year we will have a couple of 2019. We will have a couple of episodes that are close to the early bird deadline, so that you know what to expect from the conference, that you get a little bit of insights into what will happen at the conference. So that will be quite nice.
And remember, we already had the one about how to convince your supervisor in joining the PSI conference.
Yep. So I think
topic that didn't change. Yeah.
That topic didn't change. That's and if you haven't submitted an abstract for the oral presentations, then you still have a chance to submit something for the poster presentation.
Yep.
And that's one of the reasons to convince your supervisor to attend the conference.
What else will we do in 2019? So what is the...
There's
for 52 episodes.
Well, I guess we'll have again a summer break.
Okay, 51.
So we have started later this year to also send some further material out through the emails. So that is one of my goals, to more regular send additional content to those that subscribe to our email newsletter, that gets more attractive. Another thing is I'm currently exploring with the CULC subteam of PSI, so that are those that are handling students and early starters, and work together with them to create a couple of episodes. We're still discussing how exactly that will look like, but I think there will be some more material, especially for students at the end of their uni time and start of their time early in their career, very early in their career. So that's one thing. That Currently, it looks like these episodes will come in addition to our kind of usual Tuesday episodes.
Yeah, impressive.
Yeah, but of course we get some additional help there, so that makes it very nice.
And what topics do we have on the list for next year? So, what are the ones that you would say are the key ones? I mean, we have a lot of topics, but it's,
you know. So in terms of topics, the first big chunk will come in January will be about leadership, because one of the things is that we are launching our leadership course next year. So if you have not registered your interest there, you can just go to theeffectivestatistician.com/course and register your interest there, that you're interested in joining this course, and you'll get early notifications and we'll make sure you don't miss anything, because there will be only a small window where this course will be open for enrollment. And I already have a couple of people that want to go for that. And as this is the will be the beta version of the course, we'll only have limited seats in this course. And of course, as it's a beta version, it will also come with a little bit of a reduced price. Actually, it's quite significantly reduced price. But so that is one big thing that will come. What I'm also planning is a series of topics around benefit risk.
So, I'm not surprised.
Not surprised, given that I was a chair of the benefit risk.
I was waiting for this to come earlier, actually.
Yeah, some other things happened. And then, as I said, we'll have some topics that are actually coming from the survey and from our listeners that, you know, specifically ask for these, like topics about whether or not to do a PhD.
Yeah. PhD programs.
Another topic is training for non-statisticians. Stats training for non-statisticians. It's a topic that comes up, yeah, a couple of times a year for me.
Yeah, this is actually an interesting question, and we will talk about it. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is something that is really, you know, coming to every statistician, basically, because they're interfering with the groups, with other groups, with non-statisticians. And so how much of statistics can you expect or not expect from them? So that's interesting.
Yeah.
What else? We have other topics about...
We have some really, really interesting interview guests lined up. So... we have Steve Ruberg, who was a keynote speaker in 2018 at the conference, who will talk about stats in the kind of more commercial part of the pharma world. And so if you have listened to his presentation at the PSI conference, you know that he's an excellent speaker. Another thing is we will have something on estimates,
of course.
And then we have Michael O'Kelly, who is also a presenter at a one-day event that happens in end of January at IQVIA. So check out for that one as well. And what I'm really curious about is an interview with Karen Price about platform umbrella and basket trials. That will be really, really interesting.
Yeah, I'm really curious for that to come.
It was also a hot topic in the regulatory town hall of the PSI conference in 2018, and there's lots of publications in that area going around. So. Yeah, and also the FDA is quite interested in that. So that will be quite interesting.
What about non-interviews? So topics that we would touch or discuss between us?
So we have a couple of topics about mindset. We have a topic, one episode about making mistakes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good
prize to everyone.
Everybody makes mistakes, but I think especially we have statisticians are sometimes, we have a very, very interesting approach to mistakes, I would say. But we also have something about sponsor and CRO relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have two episodes about that as well.
That's usually a day-to-day business for
everybody.
Most of us.
Nearly everybody. So that will be in, one other thing.
Yeah, good. So, I mean, I hope that makes you curious for next year.
Actually, we will have kind of another related episode to that, which my working title is Make Your Organization Outsourcing Proof.
So, yeah, sounds interesting. Outsourcing proof. No. Okay, so that's very, very interesting things for next year. So I really... looking forward to work on these, to interview or to discuss these with Alexander and others. And we are especially looking forward to see you listening to us. And so it's been a great year, and next year will just be better.
Yeah, and so if you like to not miss anything, subscribe to our newsletter or follow me on LinkedIn. I share lots of things also on LinkedIn. Then you don't miss a lot of extra information there as well. And please share the podcast. And finally, if you listen to this really at the end of 2018, then happy Christmas and
happy New Year.
Have a great start into 2019.
Yeah. Thanks for the interview, Alexander.
So don't forget to sign up for the leadership webinar, which I talked about in this episode. It'll be awesome. And you don't want to miss out on this. This webinar is, of course, for free. Just sign up at theeffectivestatistician.com/course. This show was created in association. And next week, we'll do our episode about the start of the new year and what you can do in order to prepare your goals and be really good prepared for the discussion with your supervisor. Until then, have a nice time.